Now, a U.S. senator says Congress is expected to have a sanctions bill against Iran. John McCain says the bill will take effect if Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries don't finalize a nuclear deal soon. McCain made the comment on a U.S. television where he also warned Iran that it was very likely the bill would take effect if a final agreement was not penned within the next 6 months. Earlier during a Senate hearing last week, Secretary of State John Kerry had defended the recent interim nuclear deal signed with Iran. He urged lawmakers to hold off on any new sanctions legislation for a while. Tehran says Americans on the one hand are trying to justify the recent nuclear deal with Iran, while on the other, they target Iran with more sanctions. Well, let's speak to Scott Rickard now. He's joining us via Skype from Orlando and a former American intelligence linguist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rickard. Now, many said after the penning of this deal between the P5+1 group of countries and Iran, the ball was in the West's court. And now we've seen nothing but threats of sanctions and an extension of sanctions from the U.S. and even the EU. What do you make of that?
As I said earlier, you have a lot of influence by the pro-Israel lobby. And it's no surprise that senators like John McCain and other puppets of the pro-Israel Zionist movement in the United States are making more threats. You don't have to look. I mean, these guys are stooges for the pro-Israel movement, and they're basically mouthpieces for the pro-Israel lobby. And John McCain is a interesting character. If you know any history about his rise to power in Arizona, he rose to power based upon the Bronfman dynasty of liquor in Canada through Meyer Lansky and several other of the mafioso that run the liquor business. His wife's father, Jim Hensley, took over operations from Gus Greenbaum, that basically who was running all of the liquor business for the Red Mafia, or the actual the Jewish mafia, the pro-Israel Jewish mafia that is very, very involved in American politics. So unfortunately, a lot of the politicians in the United States will continue to try to put all kinds of sanctions in place and continue the aggressive and illegal criminal activity against countries like Iran and other countries that they have an agenda against, mostly because Iran operates in an independent economic environment outside of the banking community that the pro-Israel Zionist lobby control.
Right, but Mr. Rickard, would you say that this recent stance and the comments coming out of the U.S. and the West as a whole with regards to Iran, does it in any way, shape, or form stand to benefit the average American or the average Western taxpayer?
No, absolutely not. This is not about benefiting the average American taxpayer. This is about benefiting the individuals that are fighting other countries for their resources and also fighting other countries for geopolitical influences to control those resources. And outside of that, there's also ideology that's associated with religious beliefs across both the Christian and the Jewish communities that has been really subverted by the Scofield reference by Bible and the Zionist movement from the late 1800s.
Okay, that was a former American intelligence linguist, Scott Rickard, there joining us via Skype from Orlando. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.